This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah al-Rahim al-Tawwab. Alhamdulillah al-Ghafoor al-Wahhab. Alhamdulillah al-Hadi ila al-Sawab. مزيل الشدائد وكاشف المصاب يسمع جهر القول وخفي الخطاب فسبحانه من إله حكيم ذي جلال وفضل عظيم هو ربنا لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم وأشهد أن الله تعالى واحد لا شريك له وأن سيدنا ومولانا وإمامنا وقائدنا وقدوتنا هو محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فصلوات ربي وسلامه عليه سيد المحبوبين في النشأتين وعلى آله الذين ورثوه في محبة الثقلين. Dear respected elders, mashayikh, mothers and fathers, dear brethren, all praise and glory forever belong to Allah, the Master, the Maker, the Sustainer, the Maintainer, for He is the only one worthy of worship. And may the peace and blessings be upon the one who delivered the revelation, taught mankind the meaning of their creation, and was a means of liberation and inspiration to the world and this blessed nation. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Clemency, the Messenger of Mercy, the one whom Allah honored his name by placing his blessed name next to his Azza wa Jal in the declaration of faith, in the call to prayer, and in the prayer itself. It is with great sadness that yet another Ramadan has passed us so quickly. For those who took advantage of this month and seized the opportunities therein, we say to them, congratulations. As for those who missed out on these precious moments and let these virtuous deeds slip through their fingers, we only offer them our condolences. Although the month of mercy has ended, the Master of Mercy shall forever remain. So whoever worshipped Ramadan, then he is in a state of loss and plight. But whoever worshipped the Lord of Ramadan, then he is in a state of bliss and delight. For the Lord of Ramadan is the Lord of every other month. And although this blessed month has come to an end, righteousness and obedience has not come to an end. Although this noble month has come to an end, good conduct and upright morals has not come to an end. Although this honored month has come to an end, abstinence from the forbidden and all that which is indecent does not come to an end. And know that over time, the struggles of an act of worship disappear, while its reward remains, and the enjoyment of sin disappears, and the consequences remain. So let's bear worship with patience. Bidding Ramadan farewell leaves a lump in our throats, no doubt, and we could just sit there feeling sorry for ourselves and make continued goodness a possibility, or we can make continued goodness a reality. Let's not become anxious by looking too far ahead. For as the saying goes, you don't have to see the whole staircase, just take the first step. And if you're struggling in the months ahead post-Ramadan, it doesn't mean that you are failing. For every great success requires some element of struggle. Let's remember, making mistakes doesn't make us inferior, but rather makes us stronger and wiser. The parable of Ramadan is like that of a university in which the one who takes all of its subjects and strives hard to perfect them graduates with a certificate of taqwa. Taqwa, the purpose of fasting. Taqwa, the goal of Ramadan. Taqwa, the missing ingredient that places barakah and blessings in our lives. For Allah, the Most Majestic, has stated, if only the people of the towns had believed and had taqwa, surely we would have opened upon them barakat, blessings from the heavens and the earth, O slaves of the Most Generous. If we are complaining why we have no blessings in our time, no blessings in our wealth, no blessings in our health, no blessings in our knowledge, it's due to a lack of taqwa, no doubt. So let's turn to our Master Azza wa Jal for forgiveness and beg him to aid us in our worship without ascribing any partners to him. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the great companion Mu'adh ibn Jabal one day, Allah's right over his slaves is that they worship him and associate nothing with him, while the right of the slaves over Allah is that if they do so, he will not punish them. Allahu Akbar. Tawheed is what will save us from the fire. Tawheed is what will save us from punishment in the grave. Tawheed is what the revelation opened up with. Tawheed is what Surah Al-Fatiha and the Quran started with. Tawheed is what Surah An-Nas and the Quran ended with. Tawheed is what the pillars of Islam and Iman began with. Tawheed is what every believer was created for and must know. Then after Tawheed comes dutifulness towards mankind. And on the top of that list are our beloved parents. They are two doors to our paradise. If our parents are pleased with us, then Allah is also. And if they are displeased with us, then Allah is also. Dutifulness towards them is among the greatest of deeds, while mistreating them is among the greatest of sins. And no matter what goodness you may show towards them, then know that their goodness towards you has already preceded yours and is far superior. For it is a shame that a mother can look after 10 children, while 10 children cannot look after a single mother. Allahul Musta'an. As for our relatives, join the ties of kinship and do not break them, for the one who does so will be detached and cut off by Allah. Make it an obligation to visit or at least call every single relative you have today, not tomorrow. And if there are problems between you and them, then this is even more of a reason to call. For what better opportunity can there be to resolve our dispute and seek forgiveness from those we have wronged than a blessed and joyous occasion like Eid itself? Part of the mercy of the Almighty is that He gives us these opportunities to come closer as families, as communities, as nations, as brothers and sisters. Continuing in the list of dutifulness towards mankind are the orphans, and Allah mentions them in the Quran over and over again. One might ask, why? Because the orphan is one who is vulnerable, one who is weak, one who cannot defend him or herself, yet Allah Azza wa Jal took it upon Himself to defend them. Allahu Akbar. So beware, beware of treating them with undue care. For the one who does so is under the threat of punishment, while the one who displays good treatment will be rewarded abundantly. For the Messenger of Mercy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us that on the head of an orphan lies a hasana in every hair one touches. If one receives this remarkable reward for merely patting their head, imagine the reward of sponsoring and providing aid, food and water to the defenseless orphans of Gaza, Syria, Iraq, Burma, Africa, Sri Lanka and elsewhere. Showing mercy towards them makes one eligible for the mercy of Allah, and remembering them will bring life to our dead hearts. As for the needy, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, if Allah forgave the one who had quenched the thirst of a dog, what would be the case for he who quenches the thirst, feeds the hungry, and clothes the unclothed from the Muslims? Their concern is our concern. It affects us when they are affected. It pains us when they are in pain. Moreover, Allah gives mention to the neighbor and the guest, and goodness towards them should never be undermined and belittled. For Allah included their rights in the final revelation, the Quran, which is in exact agreement of the Prophet's hadith sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said, whoever believes in Allah and the last day should not harm his neighbor, and whoever believes in Allah and the last day should honor his guest. Rasulullah linked iman, faith, with the neighbor and the guest to indicate that our goodness towards them is a sign of goodness of faith, while badness towards them is a sign of badness of faith. And the Prophet of Wisdom also connected our tongues to Tawheed and faith, when he said, whoever believes in Allah in the last day, let him speak good, otherwise remain silent. Some people use their tongues to cast fires. Let's be among those who use their tongues to extinguish those fires. Let's speak only when our speech is more beautiful than our silence. And Ali radiallahu anhu said, man lanat kalimatuhu wajabat mahabbatuhu. Whoever's words have become soft and tender has forced the love of the people upon them. And the Prophet ﷺ linked iman and faith to silence as well. Therefore, let's hold our tongues when necessary. One of the Salaf said, if I were to speak about religious matters in front of so-and-so, then my beard deserves to be shaved off. Thus, we need to hold our tongues in front of the people of knowledge out of respect for them and what they hold. The same is said when preaching knowledge. For to say, I don't know, when you don't know, is actually a correct answer. So to summarize this important topic, the Salaf said, whoever rectifies their relationship between them and Allah, Allah will rectify their relationship between them and the people. And Alhamdulillah, over the last month, We've engaged in correcting this relationship between us and our Creator with Siyam, with Qiyam, with Qira'atul Qur'an. However, we still need to put in the effort to correct the other relationships. For Islam is built upon two prime principles, goodness towards the Creator and goodness towards the creation. And this is highlighted over and over in the Qur'an with the ayat. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ. The salah is for the creator, the zakah is for the creation. Which is why Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, when he described Ahl al-Sunnah, who are they? He said, they are أَعْلَمُ النَّاسِ بِالْحَقِّ وَأَرْحَمُ النَّاسِ بِالْخَلْقِ. They are the most knowledgeable of the truth and the most merciful to the creation. Most people won't remember the words that we said, but rather our actions that we did instead. So let's show goodness towards all, regardless of their position and what they can offer. For it is said, you only know the true colors of a person when they are no longer of benefit to you. And who could keep up with fasting every single day and praying Qiyam every single night after Ramadan? Well, there is a way to achieve the same rank of the one who does so. How, one might ask? It's with righteous character. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ لَيُدْرِكُ بِحُسْنِ خُلُقِهِ دَرَجَةَ الصَّائِمِ الْقَائِمِ. A believer will attain by his or her good behavior the rank of the one who fasts during the day and prays during the night. Allahu Akbar. Furthermore, it goes without saying, don't forget your brothers and victimized brethren overseas and your sisters likewise, who have been devastated by extreme brutality and are being massacred on a daily basis. Wallahi, it is nothing less than an honor to be standing in the same position that our dear friend, our dear teacher, our dear Shaykh, al-Shaykh Mustafa al-Mazdub, rahimahullah, the one that he himself stood in, a Shaykh who stood up against the injustices and said no in the face of oppression, and because of it paid the price in full. And bi-idhnillahi azza wa jal, he will also be rewarded in full. May Allah the Most High have mercy on his soul and all those who follow the path of truth and guidance till the final day. So let's remember, as our presents and gifts are being wrapped up this Eid, let's not forget our brethren who are being wrapped up in their shrouds overseas. Oh Allah, as we hold and carry our children to the Eid Salah, they carry their children to their graves. So shower them with mercy and patience to help them. Number one, we need to come together and unify as a collective body. For united we stand and divided we fall. We need to do what we can and never belittle any good deed. For colossal mountains are made up of pebbles, vast deserts are made up of grains of sand, and deep oceans are made up of drops of water. And number three, we need to create awareness, whether it's via WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter or otherwise. Expose the war crimes of the perpetrators and don't shy away from the truth. For if we compromise the truth, my dear brothers and sisters, if we compromise the truth, how will it ever be known? Moreover, never lose hope, for what is happening to this noble nation is no doubt a product of divine inspiration, a mercy from Ar-Rahman himself. For the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ummati hadihi أمة مرحومة ليس عليها عذاب في الآخرة عذابها في الدنيا الفتن والزلازل والقتل. This nation of mine is a nation that is forgiven by Allah. There is no punishment for it in the hereafter, for its punishment is in this world via trials and tribulations and the killing of its people. As for calamities that we face on a daily basis, whether it's through sickness, loss of wealth, anxiety, depression, death of a family member, just remember, the struggle that you're in today is developing the strength that you need for tomorrow. And the scholars have said, دَوَامُ الْحَالِ مِنَ الْمُحَالِ. No doubt, a continuous state is an impossibility. In other words, your bad situation will surely pass. Life is like a roller coaster. It has its ups and downs, but it's your decision, it's your choice to scream or to enjoy the ride. And whenever you are tested, say Alhamdulillah and remember these five points to ease your suffering during trials and distress. Number one, it is written and decreed by Allah. Number two, it is temporary. Number three, it could have been worse. Number four, thank Allah the test is not in your religion. And number five, there's lots of rewards in your wait. What you desire is what you want, but what you get is what Allah wants. Be grateful with what you have, such as your spouse, children, job or house as opposed to what you want, for it's Allah's decree for you and Allah only wants the best for you. Be patient. Perhaps Allah is delaying a blessing you are yearning for until you are ready to give it justice. For life is like a camera. Life is like a camera. Just focus on what's important. Capture the good times. Develop from the negatives. And if things don't turn out, take another shot. And that which also deserves our special attention is our determined and strong-willed reverts. If you know any, try and visit them this Eid, for many of their families have forsaken them just because they bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah. And if you yourself are a revert and you find yourself lonely this Eid, don't worry. Don't worry. Perhaps Allah sent everyone away so it could be just you and Him. And in conclusion, Allah has gifted us this day, the day of Eid, so let's not use it to transgress His limits. For Ali radiallahu anhu said, every day that passes without you having sinned is a day of Eid. I ask Allah Ta'ala the Most High to accept your virtuous deeds, to inspire you with guidance, protect you from all evil, and to keep you steadfast until your final breath. Eidukum Mubarak. وكل عام وأنتم والمسلمون بخير وتقبل الله منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.